Hey, special educators, I'm Jennifer from Positively Learning. Welcome to the Special Educators Resource Room. If you're like me, you're always looking for ways to save time and streamline your work. That's why this podcast was created, to give you the systems and solutions you need to get your time back. Tune in for tips, tricks, and tools that will help you manage your workload and make the most of your time. Whether you're brand new or experienced, all are welcome in the Special Educators Resource Room. Hey, Special Educators, it's Jennifer from Positively Learning. Thanks for tuning in. This is a short and sweet episode. Maybe it's going to be 8, 9, 10 minutes, but it's going to save you hours because I created a system that pinpointed all the things I was struggling with my paperwork organization, and I finally figured it out, and now I'm sharing it with you. It's called a swipe file, and I'm going to tell you exactly how to create it in just a couple of minutes. Ready? What exactly is a swipe file? It's an advertising or marketing term, and it's basically a collection of examples or cheat sheets, tried and true tips, and you can refer to it for inspiration when you are writing an ad. Maybe it's all the different ways you can say, buy me now, that you could send an email or put an advertisement or social media. So what does this have to do with special education? We are going to create a swipe file of those tasks that you repeat over and over again, because there's so many. Now, I don't want you to try to sit down and think of all of these tasks right now, but instead, I want you just to think about it for the next week. Maybe you have paper and pencil, and every time you do a task, you could just jot it down. At the end of the week, I can't even imagine how long that list will be. Or maybe you want to open a doc on your laptop, and as you sit down to prepare for the next IEP meeting from start to finish, just jot down what you do. And even better is if you jot down what you do in order. Let's fast forward to the end of the week and you have this long list of tasks. Now you're ready to create a swipe file. And we may create several swipe files, whatever you want. Ideally, we're going to be doing this digitally. Now, if you are a paper and pencil person, I do understand. I'm going to gently push you to go digital for this task. And then after that's done, then you can switch it to paper and pencil if you'd like. Deal? Now, I know that you can't see me, but as I am explaining the process, I'm referring to a Google Doc. I have this tucked in the big special educators bundle, but I'm also going to teach you exactly how to do it. Now, I have used a blank Google Doc to get started. You can use Google Sheets, PowerPoint, Word, Google Keep is a great option, whatever you are already using. So in this case, I'm using a blank Google Doc and I opened up a table. The table has two columns. So on the left-hand column, I am going to be listing all of those tasks vertically. So on one row, I'll have the first task. Underneath it, I'll put the second task and so on. If you have a huge brain dump of tasks, go ahead and start listing those in the left-hand column vertically. So one under the next. But at the end, you do want to organize these in some type of order. I suggest chronological order. I think that would be the easiest. For example, if you chose IEP meeting prep, at the top of that list, you may have how to schedule an IEP meeting, whether it's phone or email or however. And the next might be the input form that you're going to be sending out to caregivers, to gen ed, to related service providers. Then maybe you have a present levels template that you're going to refer to as you start writing the draft. Then reminder notes, all that good stuff is going to be listed out in logical order. For my example, I'm going to be referring to the actual IEP meeting. So at the top of my list is the procedural safeguards, because we know we kick off the meeting always offering that. Then we have the IEP meeting agenda, the IEP meeting agenda slides that I would use during the meeting, IEP meeting sign-in sheet, the notes page, present levels, IEP goal writing, and then I even put IEP goal banks. So I was just listing out different things I would refer to during that process. Now, that's in your left-hand column. Let's switch over to the right-hand column. You are not going to believe how easy this is. All right, next to each task, you are simply going to provide a link to the document that you need, or maybe it's a website you're going to refer to. So for my example, I started off the meeting with procedural safeguards. So that's in the left. On the right, I could link to my IEP meeting scripts because there's a whole page on how I introduce the safeguards at the beginning of every meeting. Or you may hyperlink to the actual safeguards. Maybe your district provides it. You can upload that to Google Drive or your Dropbox and link it there so that you always can find it. Or maybe you're linking to understood.org, a wonderful website to reference. And there's an article explaining the 10 key procedural safeguards. Whatever makes sense to you. The next one on my list was the IEP meeting agenda. So I have a Google link or a link to my Google Drive that has the actual agenda. That way I can just find it fast, open it up, type into it, print it, take it with me, open it up at the meeting, whatever. So just continuing to hyperlink. Now in the big special education bundle, I have the example, and what I've started doing was hyperlinking to things that were in the bundle, because that bundle is huge. There's over 100 resources, and you don't need 100 resources for every task you do, and it takes time to go through them. Think about your files. You probably have things from your school, things from your district, things from TPT, a little bit of everywhere. This is going to cut down on all those searches that you're doing. I know I'm always searching thinking, what did I call that file? Because I never take time to rename things, right? Here, you want to organize them on your desktop or on Google Drive or Dropbox, and then you can simply hyperlink. What the end goal is for this swipe file is ideally one page. One page that has a table, left hand, all of the tasks that you do in order, and on the right hand, all of the links so that you can find it fast. That's it. That's the swipe file. So now, how can we use this to save time? Well, of course, we're going to save time by being able to find our files quickly, but you can also create swipe files for all of those things you do. Maybe you want to create a swipe file for data collection. One page document. On the left hand side, you've listed all of the different data sheets that you refer to over and over again. On the right hand side, hyperlinked. If you bought it on TPT, okay, download it, upload it to your Google Drive or Dropbox, hyperlink in your swipe file. If it's something that you created, great, save it as a PDF or PowerPoint, whatever it is, hyperlink it. That way, all you need to do is open up this one page swipe file and all of your links are in one spot. Okay, so we talked about data collection. You could do this for lesson planning. You could do this for IEP meeting prep before the meeting, during the meeting, after the meeting. Where else could you do this? Oh, what about beginning of the school year? All of those pages that you need. End of the school year when you're auditing your files. I could keep going on and on. But at the end, you're going to have a one-page document and you're going to have everything in one spot. Save this on your desktop or wherever makes sense for you and you can just easily grab it. I think of this also as a security blanket. I like hard copies of things. I like to be able to write notes. It just helps me stay organized. But you know when you're sitting in a meeting, you're sometimes wondering like, do I have everything I need? Well, you can use this swipe file as a checklist, right? But you also could have this swipe file emailed to you, or maybe you have your laptop at your meeting and it's a security blanket. You've got all of those documents right there just in case, and you can find it fast. I can't even imagine how much time this is going to save you. Hopefully you have caught my excitement and you can see how this is going to help you. I know it's been hard to talk through it on a podcast, so I am going to link a blog post that has a picture example of the swipe file so that you can see it. I even color coded it so it's nice and easy to find things. I cannot share this, unfortunately, at this time because the one I have has all the links are inside the bundle. So if you have the bundle, look in their IEP category and you have a swipe file waiting for you. But what I've done is I've linked things that are in the bundle in the swipe file. So that's why I can't share it, but I will put a picture of it so you can see what it looks like. And that way you can start piecing it together yourself. Or if you want a done for you one, I will also put a link to the bundle in this blog post and you have it. I'm ready to create more of them for this big bundle because there's so many resources and I realize things can feel overwhelming. So my goal is to continue to edit these swipe files, update them as new things are added to the bundle so that you can find everything in one place. And I hope that is helpful. One last tip. If you're listening to this in real time, maybe you've just gone back to school or you're headed there real soon and you're thinking, okay, great idea, but a little bit late. It's not too late. late. What you could do is just create a skeleton swipe file. So choose your format, for example, Google Docs, open it up, make your two columns. Start listing things in the left-hand column. You can always go back and edit, add more, delete, change the order, whatever. But you can just start listing things out, leave the right-hand blank for now. And then as you're sitting in PDs or trainings and things start just coming at you, piling up like they do, instead of making this paperwork stack at the edge of your desk, you can go back at the end of the week and just start hyperlinking. Ooh, what if you had a new curriculum training? You know how they give you all that stuff at the beginning? Hopefully there's some digital resources included in that. You could make a curriculum swipe file. Oh, wait a minute. You could even make swipe files for your students' data, like their data tracking, the results, progress monitoring, the sheets that you use and refer to, work samples. Okay, I could keep going and going. There might have to be a part two of all the different swipe files that you can create. Please take a look at the blog post because I'm going to start putting my ideas over there. By the time you're listening to this, I hope that is filled up and you can check it out for yourself and see some screenshots so you can get started. Hope this was helpful for you. Let me know if you have any questions and we'll talk real soon. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I'm dying to ask, what'd you think? Be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. You can find the show notes and links for everything mentioned in this episode at positivelylearningblog.com. See you next week for more special education solutions.